Hi there, and welcome to Dallas Discusses, your anime podcast. I'm Dallas, and today we have a very special guest with us.
I'm Leanna Firestone. I do TikTok, I guess. I write songs. You can find me on TikTok at Leanna Eileen, or on Instagram at Leanna Firestone, or on Spotify at Leanna Firestone.
So I'm sure most of you listeners have heard the song Strawberry Mentos by now. So I fell in love with it the first time I heard it. But before we get into that, I want to know what really got you into music. Has it been something you've always been interested in?
Yeah, for my whole life, I would say, like, music has always been the goal. I always wanted to be a singer, and then as I got older, I was like, you know what, I would actually really love to write my own music, because singing lyrics that I didn't write seems not as fun. So as I want to say it was like eighth grade, and I started writing my own songs, and then from there I kind of just turned into a little singer-songwriter extraordinaire.
That's fantastic. So was Strawberry Mentos the first, like, anime-inspired song that you wrote?
I actually wrote, okay, so all of my, I don't want to be like, all of my anime songs, but it's like all of my snippets that I post on my TikTok that are related to, like, me singing about characters or whatever, they all normally start out as, like, here's, like, a snippet that I'm writing, but I don't really know what it's going to be. Like, if I'm going to finish it or anything like that. Like, it's normally what I post is what I have. And so before I posted the snippet of Strawberry Mentos, I had actually posted, like, one other one, but it was only one. And it was me talking about Kageyama from Haikyuu, who at the time was, like, my favorite. And I was thinking about the premise of that one, I guess, is more that he moved away to do volleyball, like, because he's good at that or whatever, and you guys had to break up because, like, he moved away. But that was the only one that I had put out before Strawberry Mentos, and it did not do, like, nearly as well as Strawberry Mentos did.
So when you were writing and, like, putting Strawberry Mentos onto TikTok, were you expecting it to just get the same amount of attention that your one about Kageyama did?
Oh yeah, if not less, because it was Strawberry Mentos is actually my favorite candy, and so it was uber specific to me and me simping and pining and whatever, like, normal. And so whenever I put that out, I was like, nobody, like, these are good lyrics, but I was like, nobody's really going to care about this because it's really specific to me. And so to see it do, I mean, even now I've had ones that have done way better on TikTok than Strawberry Mentos, but that had like 15,000 likes or something, and like a bunch of comments, and I was like, you know what, this is it, this is the most attention that anything I've ever posted has gotten, and I have, like, kind of a following. I think at the time I had like 10,000 followers, 12,000 followers. So I was like, I'm just gonna do it, I'm just gonna put it out. I don't have any other music out on Spotify or Apple Music or anything, so this is just gonna be like the first one, and it'll be a fun little thing for, like, those 10,000 people that follow me. And obviously it has done way better than I could have anticipated.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's amazing. And then after that initial release of just you putting it on TikTok, you started to do that series of finding people's playlists that Strawberry Mentos was in.
Yeah.
And I think I love those videos personally. And what inspired you to, like, put those out there? Was it a certain playlist, or did you, like, just want other people to feel seen? Because I know when you get your playlist featured on something, it's pretty cool.
I would say, like, it was both. I'd seen other smaller artists do that, and every time that I would watch those videos, I would be like, oh my god, like, those playlist names, number one, are so creative, but number two, like, that must be so cool to have your, like, favorite artist see that you're... Sorry, my dog is ripping up a bag in the back. I don't know if you can hear it. Like, your favorite artist is noticing, like, that you listen to them. And so I was like, you know what? I, number one, think that that's hilarious, and I want to do it. And so whenever I started putting that out, and people were like, oh my god, that's my playlist, or, like, that's a really good playlist name, or I need, like, the link to that one, it just kind of turned into a bigger thing where it was more of, like, a way to connect to people that were listening to me actively, I guess.
Yeah, I think that's a really cool idea, and I think it's probably so cool for you to hear that you are somebody's favorite artist. That like
Oh,
that must just
yeah.
be so fulfilling, especially for someone who wanted to do this for such a long time.
Oh, absolutely. It was so funny to me. Like now, especially, I'll get DMs and like people telling me that they love my songs or like they'll cover it or and I mean even the playlist, I would say I don't remember what the last number was at, but like the last time that I checked, it had like 50 something thousand different playlists that my song was added to. And so to have like to know that that many people are actively like caring about your music as somebody that's always wanted to do that is so fulfilling, but also very strange to know. And it's been a journey. It's been like a whirlwind to have people care about me like
I'm
that.
sure that's really crazy. Sticking with your music, what song have you written that really speaks the most to you? It could be anyone. It doesn't have to be one of your like headcanon ones, but what is your favorite piece that you've written and put onto TikTok?
Oh, that's scary. I would say, okay, so for a long time, long time, I had a song that I wrote called Alone Forever, probably, that I thought was like, I don't do like the best thing that I would ever write, but I definitely like thought it was the best thing I had ever written at the time. And I put that out and it did like on TikTok and it did like well, but it didn't do like the best. And so I was kind of surprised because I thought that that was going to be like the number one thing that like people liked from me. And I was like, oh, okay, well, it did okay. I would say now my favorite thing I've written is a song that's coming out next week, which is so like, that sounds like I'm trying to plug it, but I swear I'm not. It's called Sun Eater, which is about Tommy Kiyomijiki. And I wrote that like 3 weeks ago, maybe. So considering it's so new, maybe that shouldn't be the one that speaks to me the most, but I would say that that's probably my favorite song that I've written so far.
Yeah, I was actually listening to Sun Eater on YouTube the other day.
Oh my gosh, that's so embarrassing.
I really like it. Tamaki's one of my favorite characters, so I really enjoyed that. And recently you had a song blow up that wasn't anime related at all. Did you see your fan base change at all?
Oh yeah. Which is that was so scary as well because when I would say when I started this year, I think I had like 98,000 followers, which is a lot, do not get me wrong. It's a lot. And it was all around like anime and writing songs related to anime, which like as much as I love doing that, that's not the only thing that I do. Like I'm just a musician as well. And so I got really nervous that if I were to ever post music that wasn't related, or that if I were to come out with music that was unrelated, that people wouldn't care about it the way that they cared about like Strawberry Mentos or like Sun Eater, because those are about characters that people identify with and love. And so I was like, you know, it was a very scary thing. So whenever literally I had 3 TikToks do really, really well like within this past month. They all like got over 1 million views and they were unrelated to anime, but they were my own music. And the first one that I posted that did that well, my caption on it is literally, "Sorry, this isn't about a character," because I just assumed that no one would care. And so for that to be like my first video to hit 1 million views, my first video to get like over 200,000 likes was like crazy, very crazy. And there was an immediate shift to like people care about my music, I guess. And so I don't want to be like, I feel pressured, but like there's a lot more of a musical shift that I'm torn between like wanting to still talk about anime, but also wanting to please like the 100,000 new people that have joined from those 3 videos that I don't really know where my account stands right now.
Yeah, I could totally understand where you're coming from. I mean, I have been following you for maybe even before Strawberry Mentos. I think
That's
the first video I think I saw of yours was that one of if the Haikyuu characters would date plus size girls.
That was my first anime TikTok I ever made.
Yeah,
Ever.
that
That
came
was the
up on
n
my For
number
You
one.
page, and I think I followed you after that.
Oh my gosh, that's embarrassing.
So I was very happy to see you release music that wasn't just related to anime, because I love to see creators go with their gut and do what feels right for them, because I mean, in my opinion, that's what it's all about. And I think personally, no matter what you do, everybody will enjoy your music because it's really good.
Thank you. I mean, that's the hope and that's the goal, is that like people, even though they follow me for anime, that they'll still stick around for the music, or like if my account does end up turning into like more music than anime, which like right now I'd say it's like 50-50, like I don't know. If it does end up turning more into that, is like the people that were there from the beginning where I was just talking about anime will stick around for like the long haul. But like I guess we'll have to see.
Yeah.
When stuff starts coming out.
Yeah, speaking of stuff coming out,
Subtle transition.
Talk about your two songs coming out. I'm so excited for Sun Eater to add to all of my Kinney playlists. But yeah, tell us a little bit about it.
Okay, so also just as a little forewarning, like this is like a little podcast exclusive, if you will. We decided to put those, me and my label, I say we as though it's like me and like a team, me and this guy at my label, we were like, you know, Strawberry Mentos is about it, like it's about to hit 1 million streams on Spotify, and that's like a tremendous deal for people that like don't know music. For a song to hit 1 million streams, especially it being your first song and you did it like without a label, is crazy, and it's crazy successful to have that happen, especially like within 3 months of it being out. So it was like a really big deal for it to hit 1 million, and we were like, you know, we want to do something that's gonna please the fans, which he calls them fans, and I'm like, oh, those are just people that follow me, like that's not the same thing. And he was like, no, you really should do something like something big, something nice. And he was like, you know, you could do like an acoustic version of Strawberry Mentos. And I was like, no offense, I think that they're tired of that, because I'm tired of that. And he was like, well, what would you want to do instead? And I was like, well, I have this song that I really like and that seems to be a fan favorite now, because I had written it on a live stream where people would continuously ask me, like, when is Sun Eater going to come out? And I'd be like, dude, I don't know if Sun Eater is ever going to come out. And so I recorded it in my bedroom and I sent it to him and I was like, how do you feel about this song? And he was like, is that what you want to put out? And I was like, yeah. And then he was like, well, then I love it. And I was like, okay, cool. So I sent it out and I got it mixed. And as I was turning that in, I was like, hey, not to like bother you, but could we maybe do like another one? Like, could I put out two at a time? And he was like, well, what's the other one? And so it is my most liked TikTok to this day. And it was just an interlude that I wrote when I was sad about how men don't care about me. They only want me for my body. And which is so strange to be putting those two out at the same time, because they're completely unrelated. But it's only like a minute and 20 seconds long. But I guess, like, considering this is an anime podcast, the thing that we should be more focused on is Sun Eater. But that was about Sir Little Tamaki Yamajiki.
That's so exciting. And I, congratulations on 1 million streams. That is a huge deal. Speaking of anime, what got you into anime?
Oh my god. So I'm like, number one, just the fact that I'm on an anime podcast is like very fulfilling to me, because I don't know anything about anime, because I do, but like I feel like I'm the least knowledgeable person to talk about it, but I love talking about it. I got into anime in July of 2020. I almost said this year. It's not this year anymore. I got into anime July of 2020 because I was bored and I was at home living with my parents. And the only thing that I was doing was like going to work and going home, and I didn't have anything to do. And I was like, you know what? I'm just gonna delve into this, because one of my friends at the time, his name is Elaine, that was all he could talk about. And he was so excited because he had just made his minor Japanese, so that he could watch anime without subtitles. And that was literally his only reasoning for it. And I was like, you know what? if you're this passionate about it, Lane, like, I want to see what the hype is about. And so he was like, I don't think you would like it, Leanna. Like, I really don't think you would like it. And I was like, well, don't say that. Like, I want to know what all of the fuss is about. And he was like, well, what do you like to watch? And I was like, I don't know. Like, give me something like romance. Like, I don't know. And he was like, okay, well, you're going to watch Your Lie in April, which I don't know if you've seen Your Lie in April. Can I cuss on you?
Yeah.
I don't know if you've seen Your Lie in April, but that shit is so sad. And I was so upset. Like, it was very good, but I was like, why was this what you gave me? Why was this number one on your list of like, maybe Leanna will like this? And it was just so sad. But I mean, he was right, and it got me into it. So from there, I just ended up watching more and more and more like romance anime, which is still my favorite.
Yeah. But
at the time, I was like, how could you do this to me? But now, me and him will message every now and then, and I'll be like, have you seen this? Have you seen this? What should I watch next? And he'll be like, Leanna, I don't know. But yeah, I make him talk to me about it every now and then, and he just does not care at all because he doesn't care about romance anime.
Yeah, my friend got me into anime over quarantine, too. I watched anime in middle school, but then I went through, like, my I'm so cool and hate anime kids phase, which was so embarrassing. But now she was like, Dallas, you need to watch My Hero, it's so good. And I was like, okay, I'll watch it. So I watched My Hero, and romance is also my favorite genre, and the friend that suggested My Hero to me hates romance animes, so I'm in like the exact same boat. Like, I'm always like, oh my gosh, can I talk about Maid Sama to you? And she's like, preferably not, but okay.
I thought when I started watching My Hero, okay, well, more specifically, I started watching, do you say haiku or haikyuu?
I say haikyuu.
Okay, good, because that's what I say too, but I feel like every time I say it, somebody's going to be like, it's actually haiku. Okay. I say haikyuu, and that was the first one, I think, I started watching that in September, and I thought that I was going to hate it, because I was like, I've heard that there's no romance in it. But literally the only reason why I started watching it is because the preview on Netflix, because I'm a dumb idiot, the preview on Netflix was, I think it was Hinata like simping over Yachi or something. Like, it just looked like something could be happening. So I was like, oh, it just happens later on. And then I watched it and I was like, no, it doesn't. And I just watched this whole thing expecting there to be love somewhere in it, and there wasn't. But I ended up liking it anyway, and I was like, oh, maybe romance anime like isn't all that I like. And so after I started putting out the Haikyuu songs on my TikTok, people were like, you have to put out songs for My Hero. And I was like, I really don't think that I'm gonna like that show. I was a liar. And now it is, I wouldn't say it's my, okay, I found the most community in My Hero, which I really love and appreciate, and people love to like hate on the My Hero fandom, and that's fine, I understand. But I love the My Hero fandom. I think that they're all crazy, and I love that about them.
Yeah, I totally get that. They're definitely the most active. I mean, other than, oh, I'm gonna butcher this because I haven't watched it or played the games, but Danganronpa, that, you know what I mean.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Other than that, I think My Hero is definitely up there with like the biggest, craziest, like most active anime fandom. But they will hype up the creators they like, and mad respect for that.
Yeah, which like I am very glad to be at least a little bit a part of that, and I am so nervous like that one day I'm just gonna fall out of favor and they're gonna be like, we hate this girl. And then nobody's gonna listen to my music because they have so much influence, and I don't know who gave them that. Like, I don't know who bestowed upon them this influence in like the anime community, but they all have it for some reason. And you know what, I pray that I stay in favor with them so that people will listen to my songs.
Don't worry, the Haikyuu stans will always have your back. Yeah, I'm definitely more of a Haikyuu stan than My Hero, because most of my TikToks are Haikyuu based. Just because that's kind of like it just has a lot of good characters, because I make like comedy content. So that's just a really good like template for comedy videos.
Oh, absolutely.
So yeah.
Haikyuu TikTok is so funny. so, and I feel like, I don't want to be like My Hero is more angst, because it's not, but like there's a lot more fan and portrayals of like what characters would do and like stuff like that. I feel like in the My Hero, where it's like you never know if you're gonna get like fluff or angst or comedy, as to where with Haikyuu, it's pretty much always gonna be comedy, which I love, and it's very lighthearted, which I appreciate.
Yeah, I love that. And I mean, the anime is pretty lighthearted. That nothing too terrible ever really happens to them, except they'll lose a volleyball game every once in a while.
Yeah,
But
a high school volleyball
yeah,
game, keep in
literally.
mind.
But then My Hero, they've got kids breaking their legs left and right. Like
Lives on the
yeah,
line.
I definitely see why their fandom might be a little more angsty than the Haikyuu one. But yeah. The Haikyuu stans and the My Hero stans are definitely crazy, but I love them both for different
Love
reasons.
them both. I think that Haikyuu for sure is a show that I don't want to be like it's a rite of passage, but it is. It's so a rite of passage. I feel like everybody should watch Haikyuu, even if you hate it, just to be like, okay, I know what people are talking about.
I think people should watch Haikyuu and they should watch Ouran High School Host Club.
Yes. Okay, wait. You have to rank you rank your hosts.
Oh my gosh, on the
Because I
spot like
have a
this.
ranking.
I mean,
I'll go first.
okay.
Okay, bottom, and this is purely I don't want to be like I don't read. I don't read. So I have like the Fruits Basket manga. I still haven't read it. I bought it like a month and a half ago, and that's it. That's all I have. So I don't read. So all of my opinions are based off of the one season of anime that we have, right? Okay. Just prefacing that before people yell at me. Bottom of the list, host number six, Mori. There's no flavor. I don't care for him at all. I think that he's bland, and I understand that that's like part of it. I get it, but I don't care. Number five, right above him, Tamaki. That man, yep, I know, I heard the gasp. I'm sorry. That man could have drove off in the car. I would not have cared one bit. Would not have cared. Yeah, I can hear you covering your mouth
I'm
there.
shocked.
Yeah, number five. He could have driven off. I wouldn't have cared. Like, I think he's nice or whatever. I just like don't care about him, and I know I should because we spent the whole anime trying to get me to care about him, but I don't. Right above him. And this is a change. I've revised because this used to be different. My bottom two have remained the same, but my top four have switched. Right above him, Mori Senpai. What? Kyoya. Dude, Kyoya, as much as okay, that one scene, and you know what scene I'm talking about because I've talked about yeah, that one scene. After I knew what happened and I knew that like she wasn't in danger, if you will. Because for a hot second there, it was like, after I knew she wasn't in danger, and now when I watch that scene, I'm like, that's so hot. But I think that his general, like, he reminds me of Tsukushima from Haikyuu, and I apologize in advance if you like Tsukushima. I don't. And so whenever I saw him, you know, hard ass with glasses, personality, I was like, you know what? I don't care. Above him, Honey Senpai. I think Honey Senpai is so cute, and not in a way like where I'm like, oh, he's hot because he's cute. It's in a way of like, I want to be your friend so bad. I want to take care of you. I'll give you all the sweets. I don't care about your teeth. Obviously, I wrote a whole song about not caring about my teeth. I just don't care. Okay, above. So I like him. I like him as a person. I like his personality. I think it's very nice. Also, I get the phrase Tama-chan stuck in my head just every now and then. And I will say it to my roommates who do not watch anime. I'll be like, Tama-chan? And they'll be like, Leanna, what? And I'll be like, oh, sorry. Sorry, 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 sorry. Okay, above Honey. Number two, runner up. And we only have the twins left, keep in mind. Above Honey is Kaoru, which he should be number one, but he's not because he's a little bit too nice for my liking. And I, you know, but if I can't have number one, if I can't have Hikaru, right? Then I will settle. I will settle.
I get it.
And Hikaru stays number one in my heart, in my head, in my thoughts. He's a homeowner in my brain. Because of that one scene in the church. Do you know what scene I'm talking about?
Yes, I love that scene.
That one scene in the church, rent-free. Rent-free in my brain. He was rude. He was mean. But you know what? When it counted, he showed up.
Yo.
Okay, sorry to ramble. What is your list?
Okay, so I think I should preface this with saying watched Orin High School Host Club when I was 11, which is a problem. But anyway, I used to cosplay when I was 11.
Oh my god!
And I constantly went to like cosplay conventions as Honey. So Honey is gonna be high up because of the nostalgia. Of that, but anyway, I'm gonna start. Mori is also on the bottom for me because I'm so like,
you got
he's boring. Like, I'm sorry, but he's boring. And then after that, probably Haruhi.
I didn't even count her. She's not on the list.
I like Haruhi, I guess. But
she served her purpose. She served her purpose, but I don't send for her at all.
Yeah. And then after that is actually Hikaru.
No!
I'm so sorry. Scream. And then above that is Karu. I like him better because I don't have a reason. I just do.
Yeah.
And then after that, Tamaki. Can't believe you rated him so low.
Sorry.
He is my bestie. He is everything I wish I could be. In the manga, he has a dog named Antoinette, and I'm like a big like outdoorsy person. I named my kayak Antoinette.
No.
Like I mean,
believe.
I mean, also I was 11, but sure. Still. And then after that, my one and two are like constantly tied for Honey and Kyoya because I love them both.
Sure.
I love Kyoya because he's the exact opposite of who I am. Like, I'm like this loud, totally not put together. I'm like the Tamaki of everything. So I always respect characters that are like the opposite archetype of me. Mm-hmm. So like Kyoya, Ida, like just people like that always speak to me because I'm so not like that. That's my ranking.
So you like Ida too?
I actually love
Ida. Is he number one?
Ida's my favorite kid from 1A.
No.
But my favorite, but he's not my favorite character in My Hero.
Who's your favorite?
Mirio.
Mirio?
Okay. I love him.
Mirio is so nice that I'm a cynic. I don't know if you could tell that by like everything around me. So when I hear Mirio being like so happy and
literally
I hear him being happy and it upsets me. Whenever he's positive, I'm just like, dude, take it down a notch. Stop being so nice all the time. But I do think that there are way worse people that you could have as your favorite. Worse people.
Who's your favorite My Hero character?
You cannot ask me that. I do not have an answer.
Understandable.
I do have a top five list, and it just alternates between all of them. I just literally right before we got on this call, I finished Heroes Rising, like the movie. So I've now seen like everything that is out that isn't like that I didn't have to read. So I would say, okay, top five. So we got Dobby, right? Which. There's absolutely no reason for me to like him other than the fact that I don't like myself. There's no other, and I will stand by everybody that simps for Dobby just does not like themselves. And that's okay. We can admit that. But why else would we like him? Like, I get he's hot, but like, he kills people.
yeah.
But it's okay. I have his face on earrings, so I can't say shit. Number two, which these are not in order, by the way. They're just like, here's five. Hawks.
Yeah. I do love Hawks.
We could have spent this whole 30 minutes just talking about how I like Hawks. I think that that man is so fine. And for what? There's no reason for him to be that fine. Morally corrupt, I love him. And I talk about this like I read the manga. I don't. I literally just read people talking about the manga on Twitter.
Me too.
underneath. Well, not underneath. Tamaki. I don't know if you could tell, considering I have, like, a whole song coming out about him. But I think... I'm very insecure. And I know I don't come off like that because people tell me that I don't come off like that. But I am, like, deeply, deeply insecure. And thinking about my partner being more insecure than I am is, quite frankly, very comforting to think that I won't be the one that needs the reassurance.
Mm-hmm.
Love him. And then my, I don't want to admit, Bakugo. I don't know if you've been watching my journey with that on my TikTok, but I did not like that man for the longest time. Literally the entire time I was watching the show, I was like, he's rude. He literally told somebody to swan dive off of a building. I don't get it. I don't understand why people simp for him. And then I was trying to write a nice song about him. And I was like, yo, can somebody say some, like, good things about this man? Because I can't think of any. And people were like, it was literally, like, 1,000 different comments of people being like, this and this and this and this and this. And I was like, you know what? I had a change of heart. Maybe I do. Maybe I do like this man. Maybe I do. And so the more time that had gone by since I had finished the show, I was like, I'm thinking about him a lot. I don't know why. I can't tell you why, but I'm thinking about him a lot. And then my, like, I would say my number one simp maybe, but like, I don't know, is Midoriya, which people love to not give Midoriya credit, but he is a good main character, and I like...
Yes, he is.
And I like him, and I'm not afraid to say it.
You tell him. I love... I love him. Daku.
I think that he is one of the best written anime, like, protagonists of any of the ones that I've seen.
Yeah. The only person that I would really put above him is, probably Tanjiro from Demon Slayer. It's really good. But Tanjiro, I just love him. He's a great character. But if I were to do a top five for my hero,
I'm excited. Considering Mirio is on this list, I'm excited to see what you're gonna say.
So Mirio and Ida are definitely on there, and then we've got Present Mike because. I love Present Mike so much, and I've read way too many headcanons about him that made me love him so much.
I can't get past the mustache.
Okay, fair. Very fair. then after that is probably Toga. I think her quirk is so cool. I'd love her. Okay. I could talk all day about how much I want to marry her, but I won't. and then probably... It's a tie between Uraraka and Sue because I think they're both, like, just icons. So
I agree. Yeah. I have a little, like, figurine of Uraraka, but my friend was, literally, I watched the movie with him today, and he was like, Liana, you are Uraraka. And I was like, no. She's far too nice. And he's like, no, you just don't give yourself enough credit. I was like, no, she's far too nice. And he was like, okay, but she has a crush on Deku. So, like, you guys are one and the same. And I was like, okay, you may have gotten me there.
Yeah, that's fair. I mean, I get it. But yeah, Rock and I have the same personality type. So not to brag. But...
wait, what is it?
ENFP.
ENFP. I'm an INFP and an INFJ, depending on
the
day.
Oh my gosh.
Which, like, you would not be able to tell that by talking to me, but, Yeah, the introvert is publicly putting
Yeah, I'm
herself out for thousands of
surprised.
people. I'm actually really nervous, like, to get. I've only been recognized in public one time, but I'm nervous to start getting recognized, like, more and more and more because I am nervous that I won't live up to the expectation that people have of me based off of, like, who I am on the internet, which I think, like, I'm just a more exaggerated version of myself. I put out, like, my best parts and I put that on the internet. But I'm nervous that, like, I'm not gonna be able to maintain, like, the happy, charismatic person that I which, like, me writing angst songs and being like, I'm a really happy, charismatic person. Nobody thinks that, but in my head, I'm like, they
I
all
mean,
expect you to be.
I think everybody puts, the best part of themselves on the internet. So, I think a lot of people probably share that fear. Because I know I've met TikTokers and I've been like,
Who have you
oh,
met?
wow. I
It's
don't know
okay if I
if
don't know
you
them.
are like a big theater kid, but there was this girl. She did like Anne Boleyn from Six, just cosplays and like all this stuff about Anne Boleyn. And I saw her at a Broadway convention, and I was like, "Hey, bestie, I know you." And she was like so scared. I think it's the first time she was ever recognized, and she was so scared. I felt terrible.
I'm sure it was very flattering. It was really flattering when I got recognized, but it was literally by the lady that did my mail at my apartment building. And she was like, "So you showed up on my For You page?" And I was like, "No. No, I didn't. Forget what you saw, forget what you heard." She was like, "I'm really looking forward to you putting out new songs." I was like, "No."
Oh, but that's so
It was so
cute.
cute, but I was also like, "No, don't see me like that. Don't, I'm vulnerable. Don't see me like that." I'm sure it was very flattering, even if she was scared in the moment, because I was definitely scared when I got recognized. I was just like, no. Now people know. But I love theater.
Yeah.
I do love theater. Theater's like, I did it for 8 years.
Yeah, I've been doing theater since I was five.
No! That's exciting.
I love theater. Yeah. You're in college,
I
right?
am in college, unfortunately. College
Oh.
sucks. It's
What's your major?
that's so funny. So I go to school at MTSU, Middle Tennessee State University, which if you have no idea where that is or what that is, that's fine, because no one does. But I am in a program there. My major is technically recording industry, which
Oh, that's
very
cool.
cool. That try explaining that to adults. You can't. They have no. They are
Oh.
so confused. They have no idea why you chose that. But I, under recording industry, you have three options where you can go into audio production, commercial songwriting, or music business. And so I'm in commercial songwriting. So my full title is I'm a major in recording industry with a concentration in commercial songwriting and a minor in writing, which is just a long way to be like, we created a major for singer-songwriters. And that's what they did. They just made it up, truly. And we all just signed up.
Yeah, oh, that's really cool. I've never heard of that major before, so that's really cool.
Thanks.
But I'm also not like a big music person, opposed to like more theater, so I wouldn't know. I've never looked into music-based majors, but yeah, that's really
Thank
cool
you.
that you carry that into college.
Yeah.
With that though, I'm probably gonna have to wrap
I
this
know,
up.
it's been so long.
Unfortunately, it was really fun to
It was
talk
really
with
fun to
you.
talk to you too. Thank you for having me on.
Yes, thank you for coming. So, just a reminder to everybody, I am Dallas. You can find me on TikTok at Dallas Zoldyck. And then, if you want to remind everyone of your social medias.
I'm Leanna Firestone. You can find me on TikTok at Leanna Eileen, or you can find me on Instagram at Leanna Firestone, or you can find me on Spotify or like any, well, any streaming platform, at Leanna Firestone as well.
All right, and with that, we will be getting going. So, thank you again for coming on, and have a great
You too.
night.